Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your host, Caitlin Best. It's a very, 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 very special day today, Matt.
Hi, I'm Matt, hey, the other host.
It's Matt.
It's September 29th as we record this.
Uh-huh. It is.
And dear listeners, do you know the significance of this special day? I wonder.
I don't think they do. And for me, this special day holds a lot of significance because it was the day that a very special mama came into everyone's lives.
Way back in 1991.
Back in 1991, a special, special mama came into my life, into your life.
Well, I wasn't born yet, so.
Well, you were, you know, I think we were all around in some sense.
If you
want to think of it that way.
I mean, I wasn't even conceived at that
your
point.
Your essence, I think your essence was around.
Maybe my prior incarnation.
Yeah.
That's possible, I guess. I can't rule that out metaphysically.
That's true. We just don't know.
We just do not know.
You know the special mama I'm talking about.
This is the special mama who helped us work a miracle one time.
That's
navigating
right.
Wikipedia in an entirely different language that none of us knew.
Well, I think our special mama might dispute that a little bit.
A little bit, but like special mama
but we know. But we know.
Happy birthday to Johnny Flores, Big 2-5. This one's for you, Mama.
Those were soft neck kisses.
And Caitlin's soft neck kisses, which I will not send over the airwaves because we already give people enough ASMR on this show. But happy birthday.
Yeah, so in honor of the coming of our special mama, we're gonna get to a topic that I think is
I like how you're building this up so much.
Is near and dear to everyone's hearts of the family of our special mama.
Yeah, let's say maybe not the direct blood family. But, you know,
perhaps
the
not the blood
family.
Of course I'm talking about crystals.
Crystals. I'm wearing one around my neck. I got one in each hand.
Oh my god. I only have one in one hand because I have to do the clicks. So I have to have my
free
hand.
I'm not gonna write down the steps at all. I'm just gonna hold these and channel.
You just sort of encode them in the crystals.
Even though I also have a large Tecate. As I am wont to do, and I honestly should write down the steps. I can easily do that while palming the crystals.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna do that the whole episode. Now.
No problem.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll all the good energy.
Now Wikipedia, as far as I know, doesn't have a page called Power Crystals.
It's an oversight for sure. Yeah.
I'm just checking. Wait.
We can't change the topic now.
Matt, I typed in power crystals and look at what it redirects to. Let me share your screen.
Yeah, give me the screen share finally.
This is what it redirects me to.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look. Redirected from power crystals.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just say at the top of the show, if we get to crystals and we do a second run...
It's going to be to Crash Bandicoot.
I guess it's to Crash Bandicoot. I hope that's to your liking, Johnny. This one's all for you. It's all for you, Mama.
I never was allowed to play this game because I feel like my mom thought it was not appropriate for me to be playing.
He's a wild animal, that
he's
Crash.
He's a wild furry boy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Genres, party, platform, racing.
Yeah.
This is the Crash Bandicoot franchise. This isn't like the first game. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, vaguely,
anyway.
But, you know. We should get going unless you got anything to air out at the top of the show. Maybe crystal related, maybe not. I don't know.
No, you know, I have my crystals near me, and I'm just feeling like really tranquil right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel pretty chill. That might be the Tecate.
It could be the Tecate as well.
I'm willing to bet it also has something to do with the crystals and the chill vibes emanating from within.
All right. Well, I'm going to get us started.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Salvador Arellano Guzman is a Mexican politician affiliated with the PRI. So,
I used to know what the PRI meant.
It's one of the parties down there.
It's one of the parties down there. I mean, we had to take comparative government as seniors in high school, so there was a period in which it's like, I knew some stuff about Mexican politics, and now I never did. Never did? Did you just take AP US history or something? APUSH?
No, I didn't take AP US because the Advanced String Orchestra was at the same time. So I took regular US history, and then I took AP European history.
Okay. So you can tell me all about, like, Belgium.
I don't know about that. Not a lot's happened in Belgium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're pretty tranquil? Just no history to speak of?
None whatsoever. It just sort of popped up there, right kind of in the middle. You know how it's kind of in the middle there?
Yeah, which you'd think would mean that a lot of action would happen, what with all the wars, right? But
yeah,
you're
but
telling
actually
me
just
that
sort of,
nothing.
It actually just sort of materialized there, like, more or less fully formed.
From the ether?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think we should click? I'm thinking Mexico, maybe.
I'm thinking Mexico as well.
Yeah.
Well, Mexican people.
Well, there's Mexico
or
on the
Mexico
side. There you go.
Country.
I think the country.
Definitely.
All right.
Because countries, I would say that countries are more like crystals than people are like, well.
See, step now, two, Mexico, but let's get into this. I don't know if you're quite
now,
right.
Matt, did I ever tell you about the website that me and Jeannie thought of when she was staying here?
No.
So the concept is this. You get two random things. I think they have to be nouns.
Okay.
And basically you have to... God, how did it work? The idea was to create a matrix of all of the things that exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And like plot them on a plot, like based on how similar or dissimilar they all are from each other.
Okay. And this would be like user sourced, like constantly updating information.
Yes. And so I think maybe the way it was going to work was you get a thing and then you get a list of other things, and each of those other things, you have to rank them with a number, how similar or dissimilar they are to the first thing.
Okay.
And so eventually, like, you can convert that. And I'm not a fucking mathematician, so I don't know how that works. But eventually you convert that into just like, we have correlated all of the objects that exist in the world, and this is how it all maps out.
To what end exactly?
Oh, none. Just
first, let
research.
Me figure that. So you're saying like a book and a magazine would probably be
pretty similar.
Pretty similar, or like a chair and a stool.
Right, pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
But
okay.
Like a dog and the moon?
Yeah.
Those things are
very
pretty different.
Dissimilar.
Very dissimilar.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you expect to learn in terms of new knowledge that's not just kind of a given? Usefulness of this data set? As opposed to if you want to know if two things are similar, you just sit there and you think for a little bit.
But this is going to be the truth, because this is going to be like crowdsourced information.
Okay. the big capital T truth.
Yeah. Then. So if you're ever not sure, you can always check the plot, the crowdsourced plot.
I think if you can tie this into Snapchat.
Definitely Snapchat. Definitely social media connectivity.
I think you can just quit whatever it is that's paying your bills right now and become a tech millionaire. And I don't think billionaire.
I like how carefully you chose that number.
Yeah, I was like, it's not that great of an idea.
I'm thinking maybe even a thousandaire. I would be satisfied with that.
Are we talking low thousandaire or like high thousandaire?
Let's go with double digit thousandaire.
Okay, so somewhere between 10,000
somewhere between 10 and 99,000.
999,999.
Yeah.
Wait, that holds. Yeah. Okay.
I keep getting requests to FaceTime with someone called Thomas Clarson at Comcast.net or Thomas C. Larson at Comcast.net.
Okay.
This has happened 3 times now.
I just tried to do some number stuff and some goofs, and now you're throwing me for a complete loop. And
sorry, that thing just happened. That thing just happened in real time.
In real time. So, that's how you know this podcast is raw and real.
Yeah, and fully unedited.
Do you know any Thomases?
I do, but not a Thomas Larson or Clarson, which I don't think is even a real name.
Do you think Thomas Clarson is similar to or dissimilar from Thomas C. Larson?
Oh my God. I think Thomas Clarson is like the dark version of Thomas C. Larson.
But then is that like the polar opposite?
See, this is why we need this. This is why we need this crowdsourced info.
Would it include like people, like proper nouns, like countries and so forth?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's going to get into a sticky situation right there.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if you want to crowdsource that
kind of
information.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we want to stay away from that.
Yeah, you don't want to put like any kind of sensitive proper noun into the thing.
For sure.
And then it just like, it's very similar to poop.
Right.
Oh, great. This is science. This is what science tells us. I might have just uncovered
definitely.
A flaw in this system.
Okay, so improper nouns. Those nasty nouns.
Those nasty nouns, yeah. The Mexican national anthem is just called Himno Nacional Mexicano, which is like, come on, guys. Please.
The lyrics are just like, this is the anthem of Mexico. Anthems are songs about countries to make you feel good about them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you feel good now about Mexico.
But what's the style of it? What's the musical style?
I mean, it's a march. I think that it's got to be a march, right?
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that they talk about rocks on this page? Like geology of Mexico?
Like what type of rocks they got down there?
They got geography.
They definitely have geography in Mexico. I would say that's true.
It's on the map. After all. Have you been to Mexico?
I have. But not since I was a teen.
What brought you there as a teen? Do I know this story?
No, just like family vacation.
Where'd you go?
We went to not actual Cancun, but like near Cancun. There's nothing even remotely interesting about that trip to Mexico.
That's like saying we didn't go to Disneyland, we went to all the places like on the outer rim that aren't associated with Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our vacation.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I mean, it was okay. There was a beach.
Yeah, I'm sure the beach was probably still pretty okay.
The beach was, like, pretty nice, I would say.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you been to Mexico?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'd like to go. I've been wanting to go for a long time, actually.
The closest I've been is San Diego.
It's to be fair, it's pretty close.
Continentally, that is the furthest south I've been in America, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Because I've never messed with Texas, because I abide by their rule.
Right. If you're from Washington State, it is illegal to go to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely never been in Florida. And none of the other, southernmost states.
And that's as far south as she goes, folks.
That was just those three?
Those are the South parts.
You know what I mean. I just can't think of them all. My geography is fucked.
Well, no, I mean, I am looking. If you actually look at this map of the world, like, that's.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Know if it's,
oh,
I those... don't know if it's Florida or Texas that's the furthest down, but.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. If I wanted to get as far down in the United States of America, it would be Florida or Texas, I'm sure.
Yeah, in the continental states.
I thought you were just making fun of the fact that I couldn't name the other southern states.
No, like, I wasn't.
Louisiana. Like, there you go.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to stop
Let's go.
There.
Let's just do this. Let's just do this.
This is a bad game. Does any part of... No. No part of New Mexico borders with the border,
There you go.
It?
There you
it
go.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Arizona at all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, because Tucson. Tucson's right over the border, right?
Yeah.
Well,
is Tucson? I don't know. Actually, I don't actually know if that's true. That may or may not be true.
Okay,
but the state is definitely on the border.
Are you like looking at a map in your room or something, or is this all?
No,
from memory
I'm absolutely
for you?
Not. This is from memory.
Well, that stinks. I'm done. I give up. This is not a fun game.
I can't name the other ones on the right side. I don't know those. That's too far away.
Like I know that there's a conglomerate, but I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you which one's border. Also, where we're cutting
like,
south off at? Like, are we saying like
we're just
if
like
it's
the
north
bottom,
of Florida,
the bottom
it's not
states.
South?
The bottom states.
The bottom most states. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Texas,
a bad game.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama. Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's find
let's
some
look
rocks.
For rocks. Yeah.
Let us look for rocks.
I think cuisine.
Matt, you know what's a crystal?
Salt.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. We go into Mexican cuisine or
this is gonna make me really fucking hungry. I was hoping that you
well,
were
we cannot.
On...
If this is too much for you, we don't have to.
Because you know that Mexican cuisine, that's gonna be a page full of like nice JPEGs of Mexican cuisine and
yeah for sure
I'm already
I'm popping
focus.
This one JPEG open for later because this looks delicious.
I mean we got some things referred to here already within this just this food section that have links. But these are like individual these are like things that are grown there
right salt is not grown in Mexico apparently
or harvested. I mean I don't know what the process for how salt gets onto your table. I have no idea.
Well, it's like I said, it's grown, you know? They go to the ocean.
Uh-huh.
They throw a bunch of cotton strings into the ocean and they leave them there. And if you leave them there for like a week, you're gonna get this crust of salt crystals on there. You reel that in and then you just you scrape them off.
I can't tell if what you're saying would actually work a little bit, but it definitely can't be the way that all salt is made. I would know. I would know if that was the case if all salt
you
was
told,
just
you told
came
me,
from strings in the ocean.
You just told Caitlin. Me you didn't know though.
I think I would know if it was that.
What do you think? What's your best guess?
Magic.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of
that's
a
always
catch-all.
The simplest. That is always the simplest solution. You know, that's where Occam's razor fails every time.
Any sufficiently advanced technology, like how salt is made, might as well be magic to me. Yeah, boy. All that money and time spent on education, where did it go? What is the end result? Who knows?
Whatever. You didn't go to salt college. It's okay.
Yeah, Salt College, the Greek life there, it turned me off.
Yeah, it's very intense.
I think we should probably click Mexican cuisine. I don't see any
you think
other
so? You're gonna
better roots, I guess.
Grate your teeth.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep my tummy rumbling to a minimum.
Okay.
Step three.
We've been here before, haven't we?
It's possible. I know we've taken some route through a
we've
cuisine
We've been to
page.
Like some specific... nation's food and I forget
Yeah.
Maybe more than one.
Fuck if I know. Was that on our quest for salad or lists?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That picture of guac was, it's good.
Oh, it's creamy.
Oh, it's creamy. They got the pit
look
there.
Look at it. Looks like they sort of swirled it. They sort of swirled it when they were...
Well, that was just someone being fancy with a chip.
You
know.
Looks good.
It does look good. But keep your peepers open for salt.
Look at this picture. Let me read you this caption.
Okay.
Amaya Lord forbids an individual from touching a container of chocolate.
They took their chocolate very seriously.
That's fucking ice cold.
No, you can't. That's the inspiration for Willy Wonka, actually. That very painting.
That image.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the children did touch the chocolate.
Exactly, but then there were consequences.
And they got punished. You're so right, they did.
Fucking Veruca Salt got incinerated, never forget.
Yeah.
She got burned up.
R.I.P. Veruca.
I don't know if R.I.P., it might just be horribly burned.
Yeah, God, that...
Even worse, arguably.
That book is fucked, actually.
The book version is very fucked. It is the least fun of any of Roald Dahl's books, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's turned into the most wonderful movie.
The most fun film.
Yeah. A film that is still kind of dark, but like it's fun.
But in a fun way.
Rest in peace, Gene Wilder.
I do remember being really disturbed as a kid by the two parts.
The tunnel
part
scene.
The tunnel scene.
Uh-huh.
Another isn't there a part in that movie where they're like opening doors and they get progressively smaller?
Yes.
I hate that. God, that's like, I think that's where my claustrophobia comes from.
I could see that. Yeah, it is very claustrophobic. I associate that though with the the episode of The Simpsons where Ned Flanders' house gets destroyed and Homer and the rest of Springfield team up to build Ned a new house, but it's very poorly made, and there's like this scene of Barney leading them down a hallway, and the hallway gets progressively smaller and smaller, just Wonka. Those two very similar images are forever linked in my brain, and I'm gonna watch that Simpsons episode tonight. I just decided.
I used to have nightmares about going down a hallway and opening doors, and the hallway keeps getting smaller and smaller, and like you can't turn around for some reason.
That's rough.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about that.
Yeah, I still sometimes jolt awake at night with falling dreams.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean that happens all the time. That's like normal though.
Those stink. Those are the worst.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean they're not as bad as sleep paralysis, which I haven't gotten in quite a while. So that's good.
I've never had that.
Cannot recommend. I give sleep paralysis 0 stars on Yelp.
Okay. I'll try to stay away from
it. The worst review.
You ever do lucid dreaming?
Fuck no. I've had like snippets of dreams in the past where I was like conscious I was in a dream. Couldn't tell you what the fuck happened during them. Certainly I was never like, time to go like do whatever the fuck I want. Like,
yeah.
Pursuit of lucid dreaming also... 9 times out of 10 seems like the most selfish fucking thing in the world. Like, only a total egotist would want to lucid dream unless they're like, I think it might be useful for, like, working through, like, PTSD or something like that. Otherwise, it's always people like, I want to fly and shit and, like,
I mean, it's, like, pretty
be
fun.
Rich on
it's
a
like
yacht.
It's like a brain video game is what it is.
Do you do it?
It's occasionally. I can't, not, like, reliably, but I've had times where... It happens, and I have like chase dreams fairly often, and it usually happens when I'm being chased. And as soon as you figure out that you're dreaming, you'll be like, wait, this is actually fucking tight. I'm like, this is like a challenge now. Whoever is chasing me, I'm gonna like run away from them and hide, and like it turns into a fun game instead of like a scary thing.
Okay. So, but you don't like, you don't then like, bloop, time to ball out. Like,
sometimes
you just
I get
play
God powers.
With the chase.
Sometimes okay. I can like do stuff that I wouldn't in real life, but not always.
Like what? You can't say that and not give me examples.
I've been able to like fly, but like a little bit, not like good.
Oh, kind of like a Jessica Jones situation?
Sort of like, yeah, sort of.
Kind
of
jump and then still have to land?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
That's not too bad, I guess. I think you should try giving yourself no clip next time.
Okay, I'll try.
That'd be pretty dope.
I'll give that a try, yeah.
Float through walls. Not like a ghost thing, though. Mm-hmm. Like awkward video game no clip.
Got it. Yeah. We're just like a solid thing passing through a membrane. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Did we not see any link to salt on this page whatsoever?
No, but like I think seasoning? That maybe we need to go to cooking because I feel like it's... Or maybe we can find... Maybe there's like a cured meat that we can find.
That might be helpful. Yeah.
Let's see.
Gosh dang it, these pictures.
Yeah.
Even just the word tacos is like...
this torture.
It's doing things to me. Cheese making in Mexico. That's its own link. That's cool. Boy, oh boy. Carnitas.
Yeah, so, okay, so the thing we have to be careful of is, you know, any of these foods, like pretty much every food has salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, did the person that wrote the article think to mention that as an ingredient?
Don't fucking trust anybody on Wikipedia.
Right, that's
regard.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, wherever we go, it's going to be a little bit of a risk.
God, there's a picture further down the page of just this big old jug of horchata. And I'm like, oh, that sounds
good.
Oh,
there's a hot chocolate and a sweet bread.
Mm-hmm. Pan dulce. Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Wait a minute. There are links to oregano, coriander, cinnamon, cloves, many other herbs and spices. Okay. Because I'm trying to think of like spices, condiments, you know.
You're trying to think like what is salt? Is it a spice or a condiment?
I'm thinking it might be listed under either.
Right.
Wait. They've got tequila. Tequila is a link. Also mezcal, but probably tequila, because tequila is the only thing that you're going to put.
Yeah.
You're going to follow up with salt. Mezcal, you're supposed to have the cricket.
There's pictures of tequila.
No, it was alcoholic beverages from Mexico include tequila. You scroll past it again. You scrolled past it. It's up.
It's
up.
Oh,
no, it's down. Whoops, I'm bad.
Yeah, I fucking told you it was down.
You're going so fast, the internet can't keep up.
You want to click tequila? I like that idea.
Tequila. Something very common out here, out east, that I don't remember any bar doing for its like beer and a shot deals in Portland is they'll do Tecate and tequila.
That's
it's good.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
It makes perfect sense. But I couldn't tell you. I mean, there's probably a handful. But every bar I would go to, it's like, you want beer and a shot, it's going to be like, have a Coors and a whiskey.
Now I'm positive that you could request a Tecate and a shot of tequila at any bar in Portland.
You think it's just so chill that it's like secret menu?
Well, why? It's two separate things. It's not like they have to make it.
Sure, but they might be like, well, that's not the deal that we have. That's not our beer and a shot deal. We have a specific deal
for that. I don't think
that's
how it works. I think that a Tecate is the same price as a Miller High Life or whatever.
Depends. Out here? Depends.
Okay. I think, you know what I'm saying? I think that the cheap Mexican beer is the same price as a cheap American beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that a well tequila is the same price as a well whiskey. And they would give you that.
Out in Bushwick here... They might agree with you, but I have seen like PBR $5, Coors $6, Tecate $8 at bars, and I'm like, wait a minute. Now I know that's the good stuff.
$8,
but
$8,
$8 for like a tall boy. Yeah.
My God,
it stinks.
Are you actually in hell right now?
Have I been in hell for like 5 months now?
Yeah.
I like to think I'm not, but...
$8. $8.
Yeah. Yeah, I might be. It's unclear. Yeah. So I saw a reference to salt earlier, but was it not a link?
Yeah, it wasn't a link. There's a caption. There's a picture of salt and lime.
Jesus. Maybe it's not a link. Closer to the top of the page.
And there it is. Outside Mexico, a single shot of tequila is often served with salt and a slice of lime.
Oh, God. What are you doing to me, Wikipedia? Because now I want tacos and tequila.
Now look at this
tequila.
Phrasing. Look at this little instructional phrase.
So, context. Outside Mexico, a single shot of tequila is often served with salt and a slice of lime. This is called tequila cruda and is sometimes referred to as, quote, training wheels, comma, quote, lick, sip, suck, do not like, or lick, shoot, suck, only a little bit better. Somehow in this context, wedged between lick and suck, sip is suddenly like a foul word.
Suddenly the most disgusting word.
Oh, gross.
Lick, sip, suck.
Also, have you ever heard it referred to as tequila cruda or training wheels? Like, it's
no,
just the chaser.
But I do know that, like, if you have good tequila, it's considered pretty offensive to the tequila to drink it that way.
If you have good tequila, sure, but I mean,
it's to mask the flavor of a shit tequila is what it's for.
Yeah, because I feel like of all the alcohols, of all the liquors, if it's bad. Yeah. The two ones at the bottom, if it's not high quality, are tequila and rum. A bad tequila and a bad rum are gonna taste like garbage. I also don't really like a lot of good rum unless it's like very well incorporated into like a tiki drink.
I think that bad whiskey is fucking foul.
Well, okay, I guess you have a lot of experience in this realm.
But that might just be because I've turned into a whiskey snob since I started reviewing it.
I think you might be a whiskey snob as the other
I am.
Thing.
I'm definitely a whiskey snob. I'm not going to argue with that. And I hate that about myself.
But also, it's really nice because you've just been drinking free whiskey for like a year
now.
Yeah,
but if it ever ends, like when this gig ever ends,
you'll be cursed.
I'll be cursed. I'll never be able to drink it again because I can't afford this whiskey that I've become accustomed to drinking.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. Well, okay. Tell me, how would you react to... how would you react to like an old granddad now?
I wouldn't want to drink it. I mean, it's that wouldn't be disgusting to me.
Really?
But it's like I'm not interested in drinking this.
Oh, cold, ice cold.
I mean, or it would be like if I want to get hammered, I'll drink this. You know, like if I feel like I need to drink.
Okay.
I would drink that.
But you wouldn't.
Or
even
if it
be
was
able
like.
To-
If it was a mixer.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy it on its own at all.
I would just rather drink a beer than that, you know?
Even a shitty beer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Caitlin. You have been changed.
I know.
I can't believe...
I used to keep a bottle of Wild Turkey at my thesis desk, Matt.
Is Wild Turkey that... No, Wild Turkey is that bad, yeah.
It's no. Here's the thing. It's not bad. It's fine. It's fine. You know?
Uh-huh. Still have the hand calligraphied note that was attached to the bottle of Buffalo Trace you got me. I think.
Oh.
Was I turning 21 or 22? I don't even know. I think it was 21.
What does it say?
Nobody else than you.
Oh, that's right.
Do 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 do. You know what's great? If Ryan Paris ever does a I'm old and I'm milking this tour, I'm in prime position to see him because he definitely stop in New York City, right?
He definitely makes a stop through the Apple Hell,
through $8 beer hell. Yeah,
yeah.
$8.
How much do you think? Now, how much does a Ryan Paris concert run in New York City?
I don't know, but. Rick Astley. There we go.
Yeah.
Rick Astley concert. Those tickets are like between like $45 and $60. And that's not too bad.
I mean,
I'm still considering it kind of.
$45 is more money than I would want to spend on a novelty concert.
Have you listened to other Rick Astley?
No, I haven't. And it's not that
it's
not that I think it's bad. Right. It may very well be good, but it's like,
we're
I don't
no
know
strangers
it.
To love.
Yeah, that's the one. Very good. That's the one that I know.
And so do I. He still got it. Sounds just like what I did.
You know,
I've definitely
got
it.
You know, me and Aldo got Rickrolled the other day.
How did you get Rickrolled? Why did you let this happen to yourselves?
A certain someone snuck up here and left a vinyl copy of a Rick Astley record, like, on our windowsill.
Wait, what? That's a pretty great way to... That's awesome, because now you're the proud owners of a Rick Astley record. Go listen to that record. I'm telling
you. I will.
His songs are good.
I believe you.
Do you know who it was? Do you know who the perpetrator was?
Yeah, I do.
Can you say? I really want to know.
I mean, you could guess who it was.
Who would have? Oh, I know who it was.
Who's the pranky lad?
Who's a pranky boy?
Yeah.
Is that his retaliation for the Minions sheets?
Yeah, something like that.
I miss my pranky boy. We should get the pranky boy on the show once.
Yeah, if he's interested. Might be too busy doing pranks.
We just got to get all the pals on the show at some point.
All the homies.
All the homies.
Did you ever collect
homies?
What?
You know, the little...
Did I ever collect friends?
No. The little stereotypical plastic figurines that would be sold in supermarkets.
I don't know what that is.
I believe it was homies spelled with a Z, and they were very... pop up another tab. Maybe I'm just inventing the Z.
Homies toys.
Okay, I was inventing the
homies
Z.
Homies world.
Oh my god, they still have a website.
Oh my god, this website.
Oh, this website has not been updated in quite some time.
Oh my god. What do you think this font is called?
Street
Graffiti.
I think,
are you ready? I think it's called Tagster.
I can see that, yeah. So you can already tell what the gist of homies is. Stereotypes of they're like gang caricatures.
They seem to be okay. One of them is our president, Barack Obama.
Wait, where is that?
Look at this homies
oh
set number
god.
12.
Oh my god!
And there's like a luchador. There's a guitar playing guy.
Is that
there's a soccer
supposed to be
guy.
Anonymous? No.
And then there's our president, Barack Hussein Obama.
Who's the dead guy? And I don't mean the guy who's carrying his own head.
There's
a
guy who's
skull.
Carrying his skull in his hands.
I mean the angel man.
He's just a dead man, you know?
Well, this one...
I don't know.
This apparently last
this
series of homies is
this
less...
one's Guy Fieri.
He does have bleached tips, that one. This is kind of hard because the listeners can't see what we're referring to, but this last series definitely looks a lot less just
racist?
Made of gang stereotypes than the other ones, but it doesn't seem any better either.
I wonder if we can look at some of the other sets.
Let's not.
Ooh, homie girl.
Homie girl pinups. Great.
Oh my god.
Oh, perfect.
I have to leave now.
I really wish... This is one of the few times I've wished since we split up, went bi-coastal, that I had some control over the clicking, because I would have not navigated that deep into the homies website. And damn it, there's still no link to salt on this page.
Yeah, there super isn't.
This is a problem.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go back to...
Wait,
we can get
hold on.
To Margarita.
Did I see... there's like chemical makeup of it.
Yes. There's no crystals in it though.
Sure, but scroll. I feel like I saw. Yeah. Okay. Flavor and aroma. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's some molecules here.
There's some molecules. The question is, can any of these, off the top of our head, do any of these have the potential to form crystals?
God. You're asking the wrong person. So sugar makes crystals, right?
Yeah, sugar's a crystal.
But Okay, so there's that. I don't fucking know anything about chemicals. There's that, but there's also, if we can get to margarita.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we should just click margarita.
That makes feels a little
sense.
More, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Serving, cocktails. There's no, oh wait, no, it's over here.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's definitely there. It's definitely there.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a moment.
Right, margarita?
Oh, yeah, step five, margarita. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Mmm.
Watching the sun bake. Oh, do we want to trade off lines?
No, I was gonna, I was gonna do a duet with you, but...
Wait, but I like this idea. You made me try and name the southernmost states.
Now I have to try to sing Margaritaville.
I will do one line, and then you'll do the next line. I have the lines open in front of me. I'm cheating.
What the fuck? You don't get to cheat? I wasn't cheating.
But this is the game.
You don't get to cheat at this, Matt?
This is the game. This is seeing how far in you can remember.
This is a bullshit game. Okay, whatever.
We're doing
Go.
It. All right, nibbling on sponge cake.
Yeah, you have to sing.
Okay. If I'm going to cheat, I have to sing?
Yeah.
You're allowed to not sing.
And we got to watch in the sun bake.
Okay.
So what's after that?
All of those tourists covered with oil. All right.
Do, do, do. Don't know the reason.
Nope. You already blew it.
Wait, what's the first word of the next line?
Strumming
my sixth string
on my front porch swing.
Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil.
There you fucking go. Wasted away again in Margaritaville. What's next?
Searching for the link to salt.
I feel like you're improvising now. I feel like you're doing
it.
It's not the line. But we should just click salt because I see it.
Okay. Right there.
Plus, we'll have way more to say about salt than we did about tequila or margaritas.
Oh, man.
Like, think about how important salt is.
Did you know that saltiness is one of the basic human tastes?
Salt is essential for human life.
Did you know that the tissues of animals contain larger quantities of salt than do plants?
I did know that. Because salt pretty universally kills plants.
Because people are saltier than plants.
That too. I do also think of that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are there plants that like benefit? I mean,
real salty plants?
Maybe like seaweed, I guess.
Like sea plants?
Yeah.
Or like
desert
plants?
Stop. Salt is processed from salt mines, I'm learning. Or by the evaporation of seawater, sea salt, or mineral-rich spring water in shallow pools.
Yeah.
Cool, 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 cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Now I know.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Got some pink salt in the cupboard over there. Last time I made chocolate chip cookies, I got fancy, and I put some pink salt on top of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
Tasted real good. Oh, real good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
You bake anything recently?
No, I haven't been baking.
Eat any beans recently?
You know, the last beans I ate... That's not true. I ate beans yesterday. They were from a can, though. They were refried beans from a can. So
oh, it's different. It's a different matter.
It's different. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's... It's different from your normal MO, your bean MO.
Yeah, you know, the last person to cook beans in this house was Alden.
Mm.
Not me.
You sure it wasn't the cranky boy?
You know, that now that you mention it.
You don't know.
Who knows who made those beans? I don't know.
Maybe those beans were made as a prank. Think about that.
It's possible.
Did you look at the bottom of those beans? Guess what? It's another Rick Astley album. We should look for crystal on this page.
Well, I found crystalline.
Oh, okay.
But do you think we could do better?
we might be able to do better, but...
You think it describes... there should be a section just called shape, right?
How form...
How salt look?
What look like? I see salt crystals is a phrase, but crystals is not a link, unfortunately. So
wait, salt crystals?
Yeah, but it's not a link.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You know, you could have told me that salt crystals weren't cubic, and I might have believed you, even though it makes sense. And
yeah, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what shape a salt crystal
if
is.
If you squint real close at salt, yeah, it looks like cubes.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you remember Salt Shaker Gate?
Do I remember Salt Shaker Gate?
Salt Shaker Gate.
I believe
was...
you are referring to something that happened at our alma mater.
Yeah, Salt Shaker Gate was at our college when somebody discovered that the salt shakers in the cafeteria were disposable and non-refillable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anything ever came of it, but boy, people were teed up about it for a minute there.
Well, it just seems wasteful until you realize that probably the reason why this person made this discovery is because they stole the salt shaker, took it home, used it for a good couple months, and then realized that it wasn't designed to be refillable.
Yeah.
We lost so much goddamn money on plates because they thought we were such... They put so much trust in us. And
what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to put a fucking plate detector at the door? Like, how do you prevent that?
I mean, you don't necessarily prevent theft entirely, but I'm pretty sure at other schools, they don't let you just go willy-nilly all over the place with the plates with such abandon.
Yeah, they have guards.
Yeah, they have plate guards stationed.
Lewis and
the
Clark,
doors.
they got a tough outside that'll... You don't want to mess with him.
Mm. Did you see that the Willamette Week just posted a fucking cheeky survey, as though that's also something that they should be doing as a fucking newspaper? Is like, here's a fun social media game to play, where it's like, which of the four main Portland colleges
has the most drug addicts?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Apparently there is a question that's like, I'd be doing like 2CB on like a Saturday night, and it's like, okay, well, that's obviously that's the one question, that's the one answer that's coded to read. Ha ha. But yeah, they're...
Wait, that wasn't a question, what you just said.
No. It's which of these four colleges are you part of?
Oh.
Yeah. Like how people sort themselves into Harry Potter houses, only
right.
It's like, do you want to be like PSU?
Right. PSU, LC, reader.
I think it's...
At some point, you got to make a decision about what you consider a more important college, though, because there's more than four.
They went with University of Portland.
Okay.
Because that's the Christian one, right?
That's one of the Christian ones.
What's the other one?
There's also George Fox.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's not on there. That's not a thing, I guess.
Have I never told my favorite story from my freshman year at Reed when I first moved to Portland? I feel like I've probably told you, but I don't think I've ever told it on the podcast.
Is this about Richard Dawkins?
No, okay. God. That's my least favorite story.
Okay.
So this was like the first weekend after moving to Portland freshman year. We go to Voodoo Donuts downtown, as one does. And we're in line, and in front of us, there's these two very clean-cut looking young people, all decked out in George Fox University stuff. And this homeless woman comes up, and she says to this George Fox University girl, "Hey, you got a nice ass." And they just sort of stand there, like, looking uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And before the homeless lady walks away, she says, "Hey, you know when somebody gives you a compliment, it's polite to say thank you."
You have told me this story.
And the George Fox girl sheepishly said, "Thank you."
I forgot the kicker. I forgot that. I was, for a second, I was like, Caitlin, this is almost not a story. But then it's the... the acquiescence to the demand. Yeah. Yeah. Well, should we click crystalline, I guess?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Compromise, compromise. Crystallinity, rather.
Yeah. Refers to the degree of structural order in a solid.
Wow. In a crystal, link. See it? It's purple.
We just do it?
Yeah. So ding. I don't know what else. Okay. All right. It's step eight. We did it. Hey.
You know, this amethyst, the picture of the amethyst looks almost exactly like my amethyst.
It's got more of a chunk on the bottom, though.
That's true, but the tip of it.
Well, yeah, that's because that's how amethysts form, generally.
Okay,
well. That shape that they all kind of tend to take. Jeez, don't you know anything about crystals? I just wanted to verify for the listeners at home, I have been holding the crystals in my hand the entire time.
The entire time, really?
Yeah, I did not put them down.
I put mine down for a little bit.
Oh my God, Caitlin. How dare you? We've got how many minutes? How many minutes in
like order? Eight.
Do we want to try getting to Crash Bandicoot?
Oh my God. Real quick.
We should do random article and see if we're like,
okay.
We think we're to Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if this is closer or not.
Read us the title of the article.
Step one on this potential second run is Otto.
O-T-T-O.
Yes. It is about a given name being Otto, that is.
Wow, incredible.
People called Otto. Maybe someone, fictional characters called Otto? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Do you think, okay. Is there any video games here?
Well, there is Otto Rocket, the main character of Nickelodeon's Rocket Power. Let's see.
Okay, Spider-Man, Otto Octavius, otherwise known as Doc Octopus, one of Spider-Man's nemeses. They're Spider-Man games.
They're also Rocket Power games, for the record.
Okay, well, up to you.
No games about Beetle Bailey, to my knowledge.
Bummer.
Those would have to be for old people.
Oh, I bet there is. I bet there's one.
I'm just trying to think of what is closest to Crash Bandicoot. I have a feeling in my gut that Rocket Power is closer to Crash Bandicoot than
yeah, it's definitely on the chart of all the things.
Yeah, all the things.
Those things are closer together.
Those things are much closer together. Yeah. I think you should click it. All right, Rocket Power. Step two, we are fighters on a mission, action, kids, and fun position, Rocket Power.
Okay, other projects. Now, I'm not seeing a reference to video games.
Really?
Not
so
far. Oh,
because maybe I'm thinking that they were part of like Nickelodeon Racing.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Sorry, Nickelodeon Racing?
Yeah, they did like a kart racer, but with Nickelodeon characters.
Okay, well, we can go to Nickelodeon.
I mean, I guess if we're trying to do this real fast. All right,
yeah.
Step three.
Nickelodeon.
I don't think they ever had a Crash Bandicoot crossover.
No, me neither.
Oh, but okay, wait. There are Nick games, though, right?
Right, right.
Right, and there's a Nickelodeon Racing game, and there's Crash Bandicoot Racing.
Okay,
I think we can make this happen.
Okay.
I think we can get to Power Crystals.
Programming, related networks, media, experiences.
Just scroll down the page until you see the thing that's obviously about video games.
All right. Well, I don't know if that's...
I just saw video games. It's a link at the top of the subsection.
Video on demand?
Nope.
Is that what you saw?
Nope. Nick.com.
Oh, there it is. Video games.
Video
okay.
games. Yep.
Video
Step four.
Games.
We can see the stupid, stupid...
We can see the good, good video game logo.
Also, just want to be on the record here. Wikipedia stylistically splits video and games into two separate words. This is kind of a contentious thing online, if you're not aware. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a contentious thing.
If amongst the games press, it's like a running joke and actually a thing they have to settle on as like a style guide thing if they run a website. Is are we one word video game or are we two word video game?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What's your which side are you on?
Well, I just don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like I have to go with Wikipedia here because
it's crowdsourced.
It's crowdsourced. It's how you know it's objective and right and capital T true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there just like a link to PlayStation? Like the original?
Yeah, there should be, right? Console.
Hopefully. No, this is too general. Not.
This is too general.
They had a link to PlayStation 4, but that's, you know, I don't.
Where's the link to PlayStation 4?
It's at like the top of the page, but Crash has been re-released on PlayStation 4.
I don't know if that's going to. I don't know if that's what we really want. You want to go history of video games?
Hell no, because Crash Bandicoot, okay. I'm sorry, it does not rank as an important...
No, but the PlayStation does.
...entry. Yeah, but we could also then just as easily click click PlayStation 4, I think.
Okay.
PlayStation Network? No. We're getting too far in the weeds here.
There's nothing I love more. I know we've talked about this. There's nothing I love more, though, than the fact that this article had the classifications section.
Right.
There's two classifications, and it's casual games and serious games, and those do not mean what you think they mean.
They absolutely do not. Some of these casual games sound, in fact, very serious.
Like, for true gamers.
Yeah, like tower defense. Like,
yeah.
Sounds. I mean, that's not for me. Too much to think
too
about.
Gamey.
Too gamey.
Yeah.
Too much game there. I want less game in it. You know, quantifiably less. Should we just call it? I don't want to waste people's time getting to Crash Bandicoot. It was a silly idea. Why do you have links to Fallout and Grand Theft Auto but not Crash Bandicoot, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Not fair.
Now, what game do you think they're developing over here in this picture? It's a picture of a room with checkerboard flooring and wallpaper, and there's an image of like a rendering of a teapot.
I'm pretty sure that's the sequel to Cube.
Teapot.
Because you can see familiar cone and
right.
and pyramid characters from the first Cube game.
And what's that?
Taurus.
A Taurus, thank you. That's
yeah,
what I was
it's not
for.
A ring. That would be copyright
definitely
infringement
not
on Sonic.
A ring. Yeah,
it's Taurus. I'm Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's @MatthewOlson. Spell it right. And you can find this show on Twitter via @GetToThat. Hey, there you go. Caitlin can plug the other things about the show and herself.
I'm Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter @BestKaBest. BESTKABEST. You can find us on Facebook @facebook.com/CYGTT.
There you go.
And you can find us on iTunes, where you should go to like and subscribe.
Rate and
leave a review.
Review and subscribe, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I used the wrong word.
You can like our tweets, I guess. And you can just like Caitlin.
Yeah,
and
definitely. If you can fave our tweets, I love our. I love the tweets to get faved. I'm trying to get us more Twitter followers. I've been getting on that CYGTT account, and I've been like trying to just fucking follow a bunch of people
to get follow backs.
To follow to get followed, you know what they say.
Oh boy, you're doing some brand building.
I'm doing some brand building.
Well, more power to you. Happy birthday once again. To Mama, the one and only. I hope you. I hope you're having a good time as we record this at the Sweet Tomato.
Yeah, me too. I'm holding my crystals.
Is it called Soup Plantation down there?
It's called Soup Plantation.
Ugh, that's a bad name.
I'm holding my crystals. I'm envisioning the San Diego Soup Plantation and just sending some posy vibes down there.
Yeah, I hope you're eating some lava cake.
I hope they. We found out that they do not, in fact, have a corkage fee, right?
I think what they said was you can't do that. Like, you just can't bring wine.
If the I recall, phrasing was, I'd have to go you check can't do that.
Don't. Please don't. Please don't bring wine here. Caitlin, I got one question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
And I'm going to say it correct and right. Because we've been
first try.
Lapsing.
Okay.
What if technology bad, though?